Hey, hey, I'm Mindy Kness. This is the Lucra podcast. I am coming to you in between podcast seasons with a very exciting announcement. For over a year now, my friends and I have been working on this project, which is now out into the world. And I'm so excited to tell you about it. A brand new book called The Collective Heart: True Stories of the Invisible Thread That Connects Us All. Over a year ago, I had this idea to compile stories that document how we actually are all connected. Our world today is so focused on division and separation and segmentation, you know, separating out people who believe certain things and then thinking that other people who believe differently are so much different than them. The reality is we are all connected in this human experience that we are having through our hearts. And the stories in this book showcase that in so many different ways. There are so many engaging stories in here, people having wild adventures and then getting rescued in the most unlikely of circumstances. There's stories about just intense grief and betrayal and pain and hardship, but then also stories of healing and people showing up for each other, not with judgment, but with compassion and grace and support and strength. Because here's what it comes down to. In a world that often emphasizes differences and divisions, the collective heart offers a powerful reminder that deep down, we are all intricately connected. This captivating anthology presents a collection of stories that celebrate the universal bonds we share as human beings, inspiring readers to embrace empathy, compassion, and the profound understanding that we are all part of a greater whole. Whether you are seeking inspiration, longing for a deeper sense of community, or simply craving stories that touch your soul, the collective heart is a treasure that will remind you of the extraordinary power of unity. Prepare to be moved, uplifted, and transformed as you experience the remarkable stories that remind us that we are all part of a grand tapestry woven together by the collective beating of the human heart. I want to read you just the beginning of my story. It's called Uno. It starts in 2008. After being laid off for a second time from a Fortune 100 company restructure, I moved from Michigan to Portland, Oregon to start a new life as an entrepreneur. My sole focus at that time was to get clients for the coaching business I had launched the previous year. A book to which I contributed had just been published, and my friend Francisco wanted to help me expand its reach. He did this by sending me numerous friend suggestions on Facebook of people doing similar work. New to the world of personal development, I had never heard of any of these people that he suggested, but I was open to network, so I approved them all as friends. Fast forward to early 2009. I attended a conference in Chicago, and the speaker on stage was talking about his buddy who's 3 feet tall and in a wheelchair. Apparently, this guy was living large, traveling the globe, and sharing the stage with world leaders and luminaries. I think I'm Facebook friends with the guy he's talking about. So that evening, I scrolled through my friend list, found someone named Sean Stevenson, and decided to write him a quick note regarding the shout out he'd received that day. I saw that we were both from Chicago, he still lived there, and that we were about the same age. I told him I had recently gotten into coaching and speaking and mentioned that if he were open to it, I'd enjoy meeting up sometime to talk shop. Sean replied, "I'd never say no to coffee and a cute girl." That was not what I meant, so I let the conversation drop. As I said, I was 100% focused on business. Moreover, I wasn't the type to let a man interfere with my plans. For the rest of the story, you will have to go check out the book. Today, it is on sale for just 99 cents on Kindle. It's absolutely free if you have Kindle Unlimited, and it is available as well in a paperback version. It's available exclusively on Amazon. Title is The Collective Heart: True Stories of the Invisible Thread That Connects Us All. You can find it under my name. That's Mindy Kness, M-I-N-D-I-E-K-N-I-S-S. The book has already hit the number one new release in our Amazon category, which is super exciting. I'm so grateful to everyone who has already purchased the book. I look forward to hearing what your thoughts are on it and getting your feedback. My intention is to remind you that you are never alone, regardless of how much it might feel that way, regardless of what you're going through at this particular moment in time, and that you will find inspiration in this collection of stories that will remind you that you are always connected to love, that you are always connected to other people, even when those other people may be strangers in your life. Enjoy the book, and thank you ever so much for reading.